The Adani Group is an integrated industrial conglomerate operating globally with a market capitalization of $30 billion. Contrary to popular impressions in Australia, the group is one of the most fully integrated solar energy providers in the world, and Adani Green Energy was recently named top global solar developer by renewable energy consultancy Mercom Capital Group. But Adani's claims to be rapidly transitioning to clean energy future is under a cloud. Rob Osborne has more.
As part of its efforts to position itself as a company committed to a clean, green energy future, Adani recently launched a website called iCan, aimed at young people.
You. Yes, you. Climate change is here. But can you help in mitigating its impacts? Can you lower your carbon footprint? Can you be a partner in fighting global warming?
Paolo Bright is a campaigner with Market Forces, an organisation that seeks to encourage banks and financial institutions to divest from fossil fuel projects. What is his response to Adani's iCan initiative?
It's both absurd and quite insidious. This is a website that presents Adani as a climate hero. They even have a video that manages to claim that its power stations, its coal-fired power stations, somehow reduce emissions rather than produce them. And it encourages school children to send in their ideas for solving the climate crisis. And so we have a situation where a company is heavily investing in new fossil fuel infrastructure, particularly new thermal coal infrastructure, setting up a website encouraging children to change their light bulbs and take public transport and come up with their own solutions.
A detailed investigation by Market Forces reveals that Adani is building and planning many more massive fossil fuel projects. What motivated Market Forces to conduct this new research? Pablo Bright again.
We dug into this issue because we were seeing the Adani Group itself attempt to greenwash its image. Obviously, its brand has been significantly tarnished due to the Carmichael project that it's currently building in Queensland, a massive new thermal coal mine in the midst of the climate crisis. And so we were noticing that they were really trying to greenwash their image to talk about the renewable energy investments that they were making and to ignore or try to convince people to look away from this big mine. Another thing we were hearing from some of the banks that arrange debt raisings, arrange bonds and those sorts of things for the Adani Group was that, oh, we justify our support for the Adani Group because it's a company in transition. It's moving from fossil fuels to renewable energy.
And is that the case? How was the research conducted and what does it reveal?
We used their own reporting, media releases, websites, all those sorts of things, and just compiled a list of all the new fossil fuel projects that they were either constructing at this point in time or had planned or proposed. And it was quite a shockingly long list. Just some of the headlines, I guess. They're looking to double their coal-fired capacity from around 12 gigawatts to 24 gigawatts. Now, just for comparison, Australia's coal-fired power station capacity is 22 gigawatts. So they're looking to double their capacity to more than all of Australia. Most people know about the Carmichael project, which could be up to 60 million tonnes per year of production of thermal coal in the Galilee Basin in Queensland. They're looking at another 72 million tonnes per annum of new thermal coal mining capacity in the pipeline, and that's mines in India as well as the Australian mine. Their ports business is looking at new coal and LNG terminals. Recently, we found out that it had a coal-to-plastics plant proposal that it was trying to get environmental approvals for, and then a whole bunch of other things like new petrol retail stations and new compressed natural gas stations, natural gas distribution to households and those sorts of things.
Pablo Bright from campaigning group Market Forces, ending that report from Rob Osborne. Adani did not respond to a request for comment prior to going to air.